I met Dave in the summer, and then soon as I sat down and we got to the training ground, and he sold it to me straight away, and I had no question in my mind what I wanted to do.
Yeah, when you come into Crew-Alexandra, you know, players come along and they go various clubs. What's your view of it when you've seen Reezy training ground?
I think you get to the training ground and it's like what you picture a training ground to be like when you're a kid. Do you know what I mean? Like in the reality, in League 2, League 1, training grounds aren't like that. And you get there and it's like you're at a top-end champ club. Do you know what I mean? It's the facilities that are on display there are ridiculous. And then Dave sort of sold me the club as well, the philosophy of the place and what he's trying to do. And like I said, as soon as I spoke to him, my mind was made up.
It made me smile, I think, around about the time that Crew came up to Carlisle, when your previous manager actually likened Artell and Michael Rains together. It's interesting, that, isn't it?
he said the same thing. He got a compliment. He had a hell of a career. I played against him a few times. And if I'm honest, he said he was a similar age to myself when he came to Crew. And he had the same decision to make that I had to make. And he said he chose that decision. It was the best one he ever made. And if I'm honest, that sort of influenced me a little bit, that it's not all about chasing money and chasing. It's about being happy now. And I've come to a club that's absolutely brilliant, a young manager that's trying to do well. And I'm really, really excited about the future.
It's great to hear that, you know, of course, in the lower leagues, it's hard. You know, you're not into the mega millions of making money like the top end of football is, but to hear somebody who's got that feeling and still believes his ambition and can get better, you know, that's a lovely message to the supporters, that.
Yeah, and as well, it took me 35 minutes to get home. I'm Manchester lad, and it's better than trekking to Carlisle as well. That was another huge factor. I've been with my missus nearly 10 years now, and I've been living away for five of them. So it's been difficult, that, and it's been very selfish from me putting that first. But now, obviously, I get to put my family first as well, and I get to see my little girl growing up a bit more now over the next couple of years. So I'm honestly could not be